And in that, it says those bodhisattvas, you know, who have gained the power or control, have no mind basis at all, because they have no, you know, delusions to create the karma, you know, the to leave the imprint of the negative or positive karmas. You know, so when there is no, you know, nothing to put on it, you know, you don't need the things to hold it. So according to this, you know, the category or this division of the Jita Madhyama school, the true expectorian, the mind basis of all, you know, is the person, and is also the basis for, you know, for holding all the positive, negative imprints. And then the next is the false expectorian, also the sharp faculted Chittamatrins, and they assert, you know, only six consciousnesses, and the sixth, the mental consciousness, you know, is the example of the person. So, which is similar to the Vaibhashika and Southern Tukha school, and also it is the basis to hold the you know, the imprint of the karmas. And now the Jita Madhyama in general, you know, asserts in the two types of mind, you know, that the mind or the consciousness, you know, valid and non-valid, you know, consciousnesses. So we don't have to go through that so much in detail, because, you know, it's similar to the lower schools. So in this school, there are two types of valid cognizers, valid direct perceiver and valid inferential cognizer. And there are four types of direct perceivers: the self-cognizing direct perceiver, the yogic, the non, yogic, the sense, and the self, okay, the sense direct perceiver, self-cognizing direct perceiver, the mental direct perceiver, and the yogic direct perceivers. And so the mind, you know, dividing into two as a valid and non-valid, you know, cognition is the same as the other schools, and the definition of the valid cognition is the new incontrovertible knower, the new incontrovertible knower, you know, is the definition of the valid cognition, the valid cognition. So since you have studied logic or the mind and mental factors, and I'm sure you know this. And the definition of the non-valid cognizer, you know, it's just not new, incontrovertible, or knower. And then the direct the valid cognition, you know, has a direct valid cognition and inferential and a valid cognition, right? And then the direct value cognition has the sense direct value cognition, the mental direct value cognition, the self direct value cognition, and the yogic direct value cognition. So anyway, it's quite clearly explained in the text, or mentioned in the text. The self-cognizing direct perceiver and yogic direct perceiver are pervaded by non-mistaken consciousness. And the sense direct perceiver in ordinary beings' continuum are pervaded by mistaken consciousness. So in the in the Sautantrika school, when the definition of the sense direct perceiver, you know, is the non-mistaken knower, you know, that is free of conceptuality, right? So the free of conceptuality, the non-mistaken knower, that is free of conceptuality. So that is the definition of the sense direct perceiver. So it is non-mistaken. It has to be non-mistaken. But here it says that ordinary beings as a continuum, the sense direct perceiver in ordinary beings' continuum are pervaded by mistaken consciousness. So that means, like, if it is a sense consciousness of ordinary being, it has to be a mistaken consciousness. It is necessarily mistaken consciousness. That's what it means by, you know, saying pervaded. You know, by pervaded by a mistaken consciousness. When it says pervaded by mistaken consciousness, that means, like, if it's the consciousness, if it's a sensory consciousness of the ordinary being, then it has to be a mistaken consciousness. So the reason why in Sautantrika school it says that the sense consciousness or sense direct consciousness and a sense direct value cognition or sense direct consciousness of the ordinary being and it's a non-mistaken, whereas here it says it's mistaken. It's because the Vaivashika school asserts the external object. Right? It's the external object. And so when ordinary beings perceive the external object, you know, because it accepts the external object, therefore it's not mistaken, you know. And there's no mistake because it asserts the external object. Now, external object, like I explained before, the external object, you know, as existing, you know, from externally without depending on the internal mind. So that's what I mean by external object. So in the Siddha Martin school, because they don't assert external object, when ordinary people see, you know, when ordinary people see the object, you know, see things, then to their consciousness, the external object appears, you know, to their sense consciousness. So the external object appears to the sense dry consciousness of these, you know, ordinary beings. Therefore, because it appears, because the external object doesn't exist, you know, they don't assert the external object. So therefore, when that appears to the direct sense direct consciousness, that becomes mistaken consciousness.